This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the first full-fledged budget for the third term of the NDA government. Presenting the budget in Lok Sabha, the Finance Minister announced that the nil tax slab is now extended up to 12 lakh rupees income. The Finance Minister also said that adding the standard deduction of 75,000 rupees for salary class, the income of 12,75,000 per annum will not be taxed. Ms. Sitharaman also introduced new income tax slabs in new regime of taxation. She asserted that the new structure will substantially reduce the taxes of the middle class and leave more money in their hands, boosting household consumption, savings and investment. The limit for tax deduction on interest for senior citizens has been doubled from 50,000 to 1 lakh. The Finance Minister announced a program for agriculture sector, Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana, in partnership with states. She said with convergence of existing schemes, it will cover 100 districts with low productivity, moderate crop intensity and below average credit parameters. The Finance Minister also announced Rural Prosperity and Resilience Program to address underemployment in agriculture through skilling, investment, technology and invigorating the rural economy. She said the government will launch a six-year mission for Atmanirbharta in pulses with a special focus on Tur, Urad and Masoor. Ms. Sitharaman said that in line with government's commitment towards Purvodaya, the centre will establish a National Institute of Food Technology, Entrepreneurship and Management in Bihar. Ms. Sitharaman said a national mission on high-yielding seeds will be launched aimed at strengthening the research ecosystem and propagation of seeds with high yield, pest resistance and climate resilience. She said the services of India Post Payment Bank will be deepened and expanded in rural areas. She also said India Post will be transformed as a large public logistics organization. The budget announced enhancement of investment limit for classification of MSMEs by 2.5 times and doubling of turnout limit also. Ms. Sitharaman also announced that a new scheme will be announced for 5 lakh women, scheduled castes and scheduled tribes, first-time entrepreneurs. This will provide term loans up to 2 crore rupees during the next 5 years. The Union Budget also proposed the setting up of 50,000 Atal Tinkering Labs in government schools in the next 5 years to cultivate the spirit of curiosity and innovation and foster a scientific temper among young minds. Ms. Sitharaman said 10,000 additional seats will be added in medical colleges and hospitals. Besides daycare centers, cancer centers will be set up in all district hospitals in the next 3 years, of which 200 such centers will come up in the next financial year. The general budget also proposed rationalization of tax deduction at source by reducing the number of rates and thresholds above which TDS is deducted. It also introduces increase in threshold amounts for tax deduction for better clarity and uniformity. The threshold to collect tax at source on remittances under RBI's liberalized remittance scheme has been increased to 10 lakh from 7 lakh rupees.
Happy to announce that there will be no income tax payable up to income of 12 lakh rupees. In the new tax regime, I propose to revise tax rate structures as follows. 0 to 4 lakh rupees, nil. 4 to 8 lakh rupees, 5%. 8 to 12 lakh rupees, 10%. 12 to 16 lakh rupees, 15%. 16 to 20 lakh rupees, 20%. 20 to 24 lakh rupees, 25%. And above 24 lakh rupees, 30%.
Home Minister Amit Shah welcomed the Union Budget 2025, saying that it is a blueprint of the government's vision towards building a developed India. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the budget covers every sector from farmers, poor, middle class to startup, innovation and investment, which is the roadmap for a self-reliant India. He added that the proposed tax exemption will go a long way in enhancing the financial well-being of the middle class. Several BJP MPs and the coalition members have hailed the General Union Budget, saying it has many pro-poor proposals and benefits for the middle class. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that this budget is to make India a self-sufficient country and has prioritized the agriculture since it forms the backbone of the economy of the country. The Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry has welcomed the Union Budget 2025, stating that focus on tourism and marine sector is a big push. Addressing the media, President of FICCI, Harshvardhan Agarwal, said the major highlight of this year's budget has been the reduction in the tax rate. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.